Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
We're serving an African lion burger that will be served with spicy home fries.
I think the plate is fine at the school level. I mean, the schools are supported by...
I actually watched it later. I didn't watch it then. And
I started to clarify things by asking him, as he angrily complained that I was not doing what he wanted.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about every night here till 1 o'clock and 4 a.m. Coming up tonight, Portland police reopen the sex abuse case against Al Gore. We're going to be talking with Rudy Canoza, who is an import-export salesman, businessman, does quite a bit of traveling, and has also acted as an intermediator, an intermediary in some ways for a business and a government here in the United States and elsewhere. He's a native of South America, but we're going to be talking with him about the Al Gore case. And Twilight has only been out for a day. And this is the film, the Twilight Saga Eclipse. It's only been out for one day. It's already breaking midnight showing records. And we'll talk with R.C. Collins, who is a cadet at Bradley Military Academy, about that coming up. 877-876-PHIL, our affiliate spotlight tonight on Cairo in Seattle, 97.3, and Fort Myers. It is WGUF 98.9 FM. You guys got 97.3 AM here. That's impossible, right?
Oh, sorry.
That is Cairo Radio in Seattle, 97.3 FM. Great affiliate of ours there in the Northwest and down in the Gulf at Fort Myers, Naples, WGUF. Our website, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Right now we have live streaming video of our show up, live streaming audio of our show as well, and you can go over there and get a backstage pass, and you become automatically a member of the family. You have access to all of our archives. You have access to all of our podcasts, video casts, all of the animated stuff that we've done, all of our television projects. You have access to comment on our news feed. You have direct email access to me. And you watch as our archives ever expand. Right now, 2001 and 2002 are being worked on, so we have even more in terms of hours added to our archives. PhilHendryShow.com, that is the official website of the Phil Hendry Show. Joining us tonight from the Bradley Military Academy in Altadena, California, is R.C. Collins. And before we talk with R.C. and perhaps some of the other members of the classes there, we do want to bring you up to speed here on the film Twilight Saga, The Eclipse, the Twilight Saga Eclipse, I should say. It's rung up another record midnight hour. It took in more than $30 million from midnight screenings on Wednesday, according to distributor Summit Entertainment. That surpasses the previous midnight record of $26.3 million set on opening day last November by its predecessor, the Twilight Saga New Moon. Let's listen right now. We're going to be hearing a little bit of sound. This is Twilight Fever making it to Capitol Hill today. Early on in the third day of Elena Kagan's confirmation hearing, she ducked a Twilight question from Senator Amy Klobuchar.
Solicitor General Kagan, you had an incredibly grueling day yesterday and did incredibly well, but I guess it means you missed the midnight debut of the third Twilight movie last night. We did not miss it in our household, and it culminated in three 15-year-old girls sleeping over at 3 a.m. So I have this urge to ask you about the famous...
I didn't see that.
I just had a feeling. I keep wanting to ask you about the famous case of Edward versus Jacob or the vampire versus the werewolf.
But I wish you wouldn't.
I will refrain. Well, I know you can't comment on future cases, so I'll leave that alone.
R.C. Collins joining us now, a cadet at Bradley Military Academy. That was just a little bit of back and forth there on Capitol Hill. R.C., how old are you?
Yes, sir, I'm 17.
And what class?
Yes, sir. I'm a junior right now. I'm on my way to my senior class.
So are you a... Do you have a rank?
Yes, sir. I have a rank of cadet first class. Eventually, those of us who do graduate from Bradley will go on to, from this lower college preparatory level of military academy, we do eventually will go to the West Point, onto the U.S. Military Academy at West Point.
So your career, you see, as being in the military?
Yes, sir.
And in the Army, specifically?
Yes, sir. My eventual plans are going to be to go to Fort Bragg in North Carolina and go into airborne.
Well, congratulations. Very, very lofty goal, and we hope you make it.
Thank you.
But I wanted to ask you about this film, The Twilight Saga Eclipse. You and other cadets have been passing out literature at different theaters, and you've been there in your uniforms doing this. Literature at various theaters here in Southern California that essentially is telling young people this is an unhealthy preoccupation for them because it's a death fixation?
To a degree, Mr. Henry, because we're in a military academy and because eventually it is my very fondest wish and desire that I'm going to go fight for America in the Middle East, and hopefully I will go, and it's a big dream that I've got, and I guess every guy that's in the military is going to have a dream like this, but I hope that I can go to Afghanistan, and I hope I am the one that goes and gets Bin Laden and brings his head out of a cave, to be perfectly honest with you, Mr. Henry, on the end of a bayonet, and that's just how it is with a lot of young people that are, that have chosen the military for a career, but I see other young people my age and younger who have decided that they want to go see these Twilight movies and embrace what we really recognize as a sort of fixation or a fascination with having some membership in a cult of death, or to have some membership in an undead way, and that's what we were basically doing when we were at the Alhambra 8. We also were down in Pasadena near the Pasadena Mall, and we were trying to tell other young kids that your fascination with a death cult and with being a part of an undead way of doing things is maybe you think it's fun, or maybe you think it's something that is going to be fun to do in the summer, but you don't recognize the subconsciousness of it.
Well, okay, they're right there. You're talking to other teens about this film, saying that they're embracing a sort of cult of death.
Well, I understand the reason why we're doing it, though, Mr. Henry, is because the parents of these young people. And these kids are just a year or so younger than me, and some of them are my own age, and some of them are even older, and their parents have completely lost connection to them. They've lost the sense of reality that they need to be in touch with their kids, and they see their kids going off to see a movie about the fascination of how to be, how to live, or they have a fascination of being being the undead, which is a death fascination, and the failure of the parents of these kids is so egregious that we've decided to step in.
So, in other words, what you're saying is this is not you trying to warn kids so much as you're putting your finger in a dike that is getting ready to burst.
Well, I mean, you don't see the parents of these kids understanding or grasping the concept that we have, at Bradley Military Academy, what we've been taught by Commandant Wireman and by our faculty and by our DIs and a lot of our NCOs have all told us that we've got to take responsibility for members of our generation as well as responsibility of our country if the dead, or not the dead, but I mean we're going to be going to Afghanistan and Iraq to defend my country, and here in America we have young people who have embraced the dead with these films. And I find it to be really ironic. All I want to do is go to Afghanistan and Iraq and come out with Bin Laden's head on the end of a pole, and that's a normal thing for fighting man to want, but I don't want to die. And we got kids that are going in to see the Twilight movie, and their whole desire is to be a part of a dead thing, or to be in a dead association or organization.
All right, I want to ask you this, man, because, I'm going to give you, RC, that you know about this. You're a 17-year-old young man. I mean, you have probably a little more discipline in your life. Well, I shouldn't even say that, but you probably have a little more of a structured life than most kids because you're at a military academy. You're telling me that teens today want to embrace some death cult. That's why they're making Eclipse, this film, so big. Do you think the kids your age recognize that?
Well, I think they do.
In other words, do they go to the movie and they say, wow, I really want to embrace death?
Yeah, I think they do. I think they tell their parents that it's just fun to go see a vampire, and they pretend like, wow, I'm going to go see Volturus, who's the head. Volturus is like, I don't know if you're familiar with any of it,
Of the movies? No, I'm not.
Well, Volturi is the head vampire, and they want to go and pretend like they're a part of it, you know, and you know, are you werewolf, or are you, you know, or other things that are in the movie, but they tell their parents that, so their parents will know that really what's going on is almost a magnetism to go to an area of death, and the adults are not doing anything to recognize it. The parents are not doing nothing to stop it. They're letting their kids get sucked into it, and it's up to me and members of the Bradley Military Academy, other kids who are in military schools and who are eventually going to go into the United States military. I mean, we're the last line of defense on account of the country. And that's really, I mean, what we have to do, and what we'll do the best we can, but the parents are letting their kids go into death cult.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking to R.C. Collins. The parents are letting their kids go into a death cult. You said to me that the kids are conscious of what they're doing. Are the parents conscious of what they're doing?
In what respect are you talking about?
I'm talking about, are the parents conscious that when they let their kids out of the house to go see Eclipse, do they know that their kids are going their kids have a fascination, you know?
Well, I mean, you mean that they have a fascination with a death cult? I think right now a lot of parents are being, I think a lot of parents are just being more, what's the word that you use, you know, that they're being more egotistical about their own interests, and they're really only really interested in their politics and seeing, you know, Obama get beaten, or they're looking to have the Tea Party be number one. But the kids are losing out to it because their parents are too busy. So I do see that.
But you're talking about a generation of parents that really say they care for their children, you know.
Well, I mean, they say they do, but their kids are going off and joining up with a death movie, while they're off with their Tea Party. And I'm not making any complaints about it. I think adults have the right to be what they want to be, but they're letting their kids, right under their noses, their kids are drifting off into a death cult. And that's why we have done what we have done as a part of Bradley.
877-876-PHIL here. Hold the line, R.C., okay?
Yes, sir.
R.C. Collins, who's a junior at the Bradley Military Academy, where they have been passing out literature to kids going in to see Eclipse, basically saying that this is about death. It's about embracing a death cult. It's about embracing a cult of death. And your parents don't care. That's why we're here, contemporaries of yours. He is 17 years of age, and he says they've talked to kids younger, the same age, and older. Are the parents just dropping the ball with the film Eclipse? Is this about their kids going to watch a film that has to do with death, and they're not doing anything about it, and this is a kid from a military academy bringing this to our attention? Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We're going to be back talking to R.C. Collins about the film, The Twilight Saga, Eclipse, taking in $30 million, a new record for a midnight showing, and how right under the noses of parents and adults, kids are streaming to see a film about death. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil, welcome back here with R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy, Altadena, California, as we talk about the phenomenon that is the film, the Twilight Saga, the series of films. We've had New Moon, we've had the film saga, Eclipse, and we have had really just an amazing run of cultural, an amazing run of a cultural happening, a phenomenon that we rarely see. This is a record breaker. And before we get to some phone calls, R.C., you were mentioning during the break the ages of the people.
Well, I think, Mr. Henry, this is the most stunning aspect of it, and this is where the adults and the parents of these kids are not really. I don't think they recognize the poison of the adult of the cult of death that is a part of the teen. We've got a lot of what are called tweens, which means these are anywhere 12 to 21 years of age, mostly females, and I want to just kind of underline that. And obviously, we're young men. We're at a military academy, and I have my, because I'm the head prefect in my class, the other cadets are under me, and they'll be making, you know, their jokes about how hot these tweens are, but we do say you really got to look at this literature. And then we also seen a lot of adult women that are way older than the 21 years of age, and those are the parents. And so that's the most disturbing one, that these mothers would willingly take their tween in and show her the world of a death, of death and sex, really, because in the movie Twilight, there's a lot of what you would call adulterous behavior between these vampires, the exchanging of fluids and blood. This is all a part of certainly America is very aware of the death that comes with fluid exchange.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, as we talk to R.C. Collins. Unusual to have a young man from a military academy and others take it upon themselves to educate their contemporaries about this film. The series of films from the Twilight Saga. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Lisa in Los Angeles. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Lisa, go ahead, please.
Hi. I was just calling to comment on the caller, and I totally disagree with him, and I think that the views of wanting to go to Afghanistan and kill another human being are unrealistic and sad and scary. The Twilight series, I think,
it is Osama bin Laden is who I'm talking about. That's not... I don't think that killing Osama bin Laden is I mean, are you going to shed a tear? I don't think so.
Well, what I'm saying is that the Twilight series have gotten kids to read, which is something that I think is very important, and it's fantasy,
about
and that's
death.
All it is
yeah.
fantasy.
Well, about
it's fantasy.
Death.
But it's entertainment. Do you not sit down and watch TV for entertainment? It's entertainment.
Well, I do, but I'm not, like, I have a very structured life. I'm a member of the military academy. Most of these teens are from homes where the parents don't care whether they get involved in these vampire cults or bloodsuck cults or however you want to put it.
Well, what about the parents that go to the movies with the kids? I mean, how many of... I would say probably...
I think it's dangerous. I think it's dangerous because a lot of these mothers are... You know, I don't mean to be offensive, and I don't know how old you are, but I see a lot of these mothers who are almost like wannabe, you know, they're wannabe, you know, they're wannabes. They want to have
kids.
A young boy.
Well, they
want to have a what?
That they want to spend time with their kids, and this is something that has brought them together and something that they can do together. I mean, that is huge.
Well, would you think it's good quality time if a guy and his son went out with a rifle and shot deer? Probably not. I'm just guessing from, you know, what you were saying. So I think this is the female equivalent of that.
Wait a minute. Wait. You're saying that a mother and a daughter going to see Eclipse is the same as a father and a son hunting deer?
I think that's the way to make the point, yeah, that the mother has taken her daughter right straight into the... I mean, she's taken her right straight in to a death, you know, and everything about it.
Right straight into what?
To the darkness of the death chamber.
Yeah, I don't... I mean, have you seen the movies?
No.
We don't need to see the film. We're very, you know, familiar with the concept of...
How did you get familiar with the concept if you didn't see the film?
Well, it is about vampires, and we're certainly aware that that's a anti-Christian statement.
Now, wait a minute. You can't get into the religious aspect here. You were talking to me about embracing death.
Well, that's essentially the vampire legend about embracing death and doing the master's bidding. And that's the other thing that we think is...
And there are vampires in the movies that say if they had a choice, they wouldn't have become vampires. And they tell the humans, this is not something you want to do. So, I mean...
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to tell these kids. That they're you know, falling into the bidding of the master, who's Volturra.
But it's pop culture. I mean, it's pop culture. What are you going to do?
Yes, ma'am. It is pop culture, and so are, you know, a lot of the things that you might find, offensive, like Call to Duty, where, you know, you blow up a Russian or roll a hand grenade up a guy's, you know.
All right. Lisa, thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL. Roll a hand grenade up a guy's whatever. We'll be back with R.C. Collins as we talk about the Twilight Saga. 877-876-PHIL.
Up his butt.
I didn't need you to say that.
Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, it's very sad.
All right, we're back. 877-876-PHIL. We're going to come back here with R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy on the film The Twilight Saga Eclipse, and this could be any movie, really. You are a military academy cadet. You are out in front of movie theaters passing out literature warning young people about this film, and yet you say it's really about the parents.
It really is about the parents. They've dropped the ball. I mean, there's no question that the adults, you know, if you look around and you see what's going on with kids today, first of all, you got a lot of the parents will say, we're going to be green and all this, but then the BP oil spill and the kids don't know what to do about that. Then they say that Afghanistan is like Vietnam. When I go over to Afghanistan, Mr. Hendry, as I will with other members of the Airborne, I can assure you that we will be there to dish out some pain. So, but also what I'm doing is I'm helping these kids understand that the Twilight movie is the death is a cult of the master, and that they're going to go to the master and do his bidding, and then I'm going to go to Afghanistan and die for my country. I mean, I don't mind to do that because I love my country, but I mean, does somebody mind if I take a cigarette break? And yet these parents, they don't do anything but go, yeah, okay, thanks a lot, you know, or what have you.
All right, so the parents are not picking up the ball and telling the kids and...
Well, they're not keeping the kids from going to see Volturi, the master vampire. I mean, these kids, they want to go.
But that one lady said that this movie tells the humans it's bad to be a vampire.
Well, Mr. Hendry, that is so much horse, you know, what we call in the military world, that's horse or chicken, you know what. Because, yeah, it's bad to be a vampire, really? Well, how come the movie broke all the records and everybody's going to go see it? I don't think so.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on to a phone call here with R.C. Collins. We have Jennifer in San Antonio. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Jennifer, go ahead, please.
First off, I wanted to get a few facts out to your listeners. First off, this kid obviously hasn't done anything more than hear previews, because there's so much that he's been saying that is just in direct controversy with the movie. And that's the big thing. It's a movie. Get over it.
Well, yeah, but is it not about vampires? Is it about vampires?
Well, I don't know. Have you watched it?
It is about vampires.
Have
okay,
you
that's
watched
a yes.
It?
That's a
have
yes.
You watched
and what
it?
And what do vampires do?
How
they live in the world of a dead.
About something
they go to the
you
master.
Watched it. And you
they
keep
go
talking
to the master.
About a master. I don't have a master.
Yes.
Do you have a master that you keep referring to? Because
no, but when you went to see the movie, you had a master. His name's Volturi.
No, when I went to see the movie, I was trying to be entertained. Now, first off,
yeah.
I have read.
And what do you mean entertained? Does that mean you were smiling when you seen the vampire and everything?
Well, wait a minute, guys. I can't hear anybody.
Well she says she goes to be entertained, but she doesn't say what that means. Is she getting all, hot for the vampire? Are you getting hot for a vampire? Yes. Is that real? No. But you still get hot for it.
What are you talking about?
She says it's entertainment.
He won't let me talk.
She says it's entertainment. If it's only fantasy, then why does she get hot for the head vampire?
Who?
You.
I don't have hots for the actors.
Yeah, sure. No, but for the vampire you do.
No, I don't. I am a happily married woman, and I don't fantasize about movie actors in some made-up film.
I didn't say about an actor. I said about a character, what they play. And that one guy that plays Volturi.
No, actually, I don't really like either of the main characters. I really don't.
You know what I mean.
The stone-cold, quiet type, or the
you know what I mean.
Loud guy. which personally, you sound kind of whiny.
Are you must be attracted to me then, because that's what I am.
No, you're a whiny little
I'm up in your face. No, I'm up in your face. And what I'm saying is, do your girlfriends go and get hot for the actor?
Wait a minute. We're way off the beaten path here. I want to hear Jennifer, who has seen the movie, and I want to hear what she's got to say, and then we'll hear your take on it, RC, okay?
Yeah, but I just think she's being dishonest, that's all.
Go ahead, Jennifer.
Okay, first off, I'm 27 years old. When I went with my husband on a date night, just because we both read the book, and it's a really decent work of fiction. And mark that, I said fiction. There are no vampires in this world. At least, I haven't met one. If he's met one, I'll stand corrected. But there are no people who can claim immortality. It's called fiction. That's the point of it. It's supposed to be...
Well, that's fine, but I'm not talking about your age group. I'm talking about teens and tweens. I wasn't even talking about you.
Well, what are you saying, then?
Because I have children.
No,
no. You're talking about parents dropping the ball.
Are you talking about... You got teenage...
...to carry out their parental responsibilities and control what their children see.
Yeah. Yeah, I was talking about teenage kids. Have you got teenage kids? No, you don't. Unless you coughed up a baby. Would you cough up a baby when you were 12?
Will you stop it?
Mr. Henry, she says that she's got teenagers, and she said she's 27, and she's got a teenager.
I didn't say I had a teenager. I said I had kids, and they will eventually grow up to be teenagers. And my son actually watched the first Twilight with me already, because I already own it on TV.
Yeah, yeah, and he got scared too, didn't he? And he wanted to sleep with Mom.
You haven't watched the movie. You have no idea what it's about. There is nothing remotely scary in them.
It embraces the cult of the master.
What does that mean, the cult of the master?
Because the vampire cult...
There is no master in the film. That's one thing that you're so weird about. You keep talking about a master vampire, but there is no master vampire in the movie. There is no master vampire in the book.
Who's Volturi?
Where did you coming off about a master?
Oh, you never read no book. You didn't read the book. They got a master vampire.
All right, well, the master vampire may be... But RC, what is your point about the master vampire?
The master vampire, if you remember your Dracula, has one human who's not undead that does his bidding in the world of the living. Now, you can talk all you want about, well, see, she's laughing, but she never heard of Columbine, but I sure did. And we can say that...
Columbine has nothing to do with this. This
wasn't
even out when Columbine happened.
About what? The Dracula movie.
Yeah, but you're all laughing about Columbine. Yeah, but you're all laughing about Columbine. You're all.
No, I'm laughing about.
No, she's not.
Comparing the old black and white Dracula with the bug eating.
Are you telling me that
servant?
Okay, so you don't know about Volturi.
All right, I think she said that she doesn't, and that you guys might be reading two different books.
No, he
Jennifer,
said
thank
Volturi.
You.
That's the Vampire City in the book.
No, that's the name of the guy. That's the name of the guy.
I must not have heard you pronounce it right, because the only thing that could be remotely considered a master would be a vampire court with three people on it. And the only thing they do is protect one law, which says...
God, you're really into it.
...you're not supposed to know about vampires.
God, look at you. You're all into it and everything. You know all the laws and stuff. To me, that's creepy, Mr. Henry. She's all like, here are the laws and everything.
All right, but she's not the teenager you're talking about. Jennifer, thank you so much for your call. Great call. 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on to Jeff in Burlington, North Carolina. Jeff, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Well, movies are always a fantasy. When I was that age, we watched The Exorcist. Get anybody's head spun around. You got to just take it as what it is. It's a fantasy.
I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about you going to see The Exorcist. I'm talking about teenagers that have been abandoned by their parents who are going out to see these movies, and their parents are not even saying to them, you know, you should really watch out about it. It's a death cult.
Well, son, if you'll shut up a minute, let me talk.
No, I'm just telling you, it's a death cult. I'm going to go to Afghanistan. I'm going to go to Afghanistan.
I don't care where you're going. Wait till you get there, and then when you come back, you can be a man and talk about what you did. Because by then you won't.
I'm going to go over there. I'm going over there to get Bin Laden.
And when you get back.
And when I get back, I'm also helping teenagers from being in the cult, the death of the cult of death.
They're not going to be in
what?
A cult. Can I speak?
Go ahead, Jeff. Let the gentleman speak.
Thank you.
He's talking about stuff he doesn't know anything about.
Let him talk.
Back when I was a young man, I coached baseball.
Oh, God. Oh.
Don't
Shut
be
up,
rude.
Buddy.
Let the man talk.
And when I coached baseball early in the 70s, I would have a few parents show up. By the 90s, I would have 10 times the parents show up. Parents don't work quite as much as they did. They take a bigger interest in their kids, and they're more actively involved. Not because they didn't want to be, but because of the workloads that they go through now. The time's available.
Will you turn the crickets off, please? Never mind. Go ahead.
You got some caller there, I'll tell you that.
I'm waiting for you to get to the good part.
Anyway, son, I know you're going to serve your country, and that's a good thing for you to do. Well, disrespect the military.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, okay, and?
Can you listen for a minute?
I'm listening, for God.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Yes, I am, sir. Yes, I am, sir.
You live in the fantasy world. Wait till you get out there in the real world. Kids know what the difference is. They've not been abandoned by their parents. The first lady was on. She went to the movie with her daughter. And by going with the thanks.
Are you there, sir? He hung up. Okay, do you understand what you did is you made that man hang up by some pretty rude behavior. And my question is, what do you prove?
Mr. Henry, that gentleman said he was going to make a point, and now he goes into story time, and I think...
So he was saying back when I was coaching kids, he was starting out to tell something about his life that was relevant.
He started out by going, back when I was coaching... See, you always know when a guy is going to do that. And I can tell you, Mr. Henry, I'm not trying to be disrespectful because I do respect my elders. But at Bradley Military Academy, at most of our military bases, when you go to the cricket, you know that you have a guy...
What do you mean, go to the cricket?
The cricket was something used by airborne back in World War II. It helped them communicate with each other. It was a little piece of metal that they did a cricket sound. Okay? Well, ever since then, we go to the cricket when we need to. When we have to consolidate, like right there, see? Or wait a second. Here's the cricket here. Yep.
Turn that off, please. 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on to Teresa in Sweetwater, Texas, listening to us on KFNA. Teresa, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
How are you doing tonight?
Yes, good. Thank you.
Good. Hey, listen, I just really wanted to make a couple of quick points. I wanted to let this gentleman know I'm kind of concerned that he's a prefect in a military academy and behaving the way he is. But I'm really...
It's not exactly the same as most of the high schools which you go to.
Okay. Do you understand how the military works? Because you don't speak when someone else is speaking.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So let's try and do this politely. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Here's the thing that concerns me. Aside from the rabbit holes I keep having to go through trying to follow where you're going, the thing I think you're missing on the whole vampire thing is that what women like in that, and even probably what the teenagers are liking, is we like seeing the men cherish and just treasure the women. And, you know, kind of maybe the women
are... What are you talking about?
Okay, hold on.
What are you talking about? We're talking about a film that is celebrating the cult of the undead.
You know, that's kind of the thing that's concerning me about you in a position of leadership is that you have a single-minded focus and you can't see anybody else's point of view or value.
Well, ma'am, when you're in leadership, it's not a democracy on the battlefield, ma'am. Sorry to have to tell you that.
I absolutely agree with you.
Once we're on the battlefield, I gotta tell them how to do it.
All right, but you're being rude, R.C., and there's a thing called an officer and a gentleman. Have you heard of that?
Yes, sir.
Then be an officer and a gentleman. Be an officer and be a gentleman. Because you're not at war right now, are you?
in a lot of ways, I feel I'm warring for the souls of the kids.
But you're not in a battle, are you?
No, sir.
Then be a gentleman and listen to the lady.
Whatever, okay.
Not whatever. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
You know, that mom's advice, a little bit of honey makes the medicine go down a little sweeter, goes a long way. And that right there, so rude, so disrespectful. And I really hope somebody from your military academy is listening to the disrespect that you're
RC, I happen to know Commandant Wireman, okay?
Commandant Wireman, Mr. Henry, is a very elderly man.
But if I have to put a call into him, go ahead. Go ahead, Teresa.
I cannot believe he's going to disrespect his commanding officer. And then he's going to influence people who don't have to listen. If you can't influence people who want to listen, please don't think, sweetie, that you're going to influence people who have to listen to you, because you're going to be what gets someone killed. They will not listen to you because they will not respect you. Respect is not given without being earned. And, honey, you've earned none tonight.
Well, you're not in the military, so you don't know, do you?
You know what, sweetie?
I'm not in a combat
situation.
My son's
in the military. My daughter-in-law's in the military.
That's not you.
My father retired from the military.
That's not you. That's not you.
You're absolutely right. But I have lived in that life.
And Commandant Wireman.
Look, you've been very rude to this lady. And what I've asked you to do, will you turn that off, please? You've been very rude to this lady. And when I told you that Commandant Wireman, we can contact him, and you say he is a very elderly man.
I haven't done anything to disgrace the school tonight, and this lady is talking about like vampires are cool. That's what she's doing.
All right. Well, Teresa, I thank you for your call.
No, but do you know that that's what she's doing, Mr. Henry?
She's talking about how
vampires are really great. How it'd be great to be one. No, sir. No, sir. That will not stand.
Teresa, thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be back with R.C. Collins as we talk about the Twilight Saga movies. You got to admit, though, that it's fun to talk about films that are of a...
You asked for it.
We'll be back. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
They had little metal crickets that were helping them communicate after they landed, not some annoying cricket sound effect, because you think somebody's long-winded. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Charles in Chattanooga. 876-PHIL. Here is Matthews in Marysville, California. Go ahead.
Hey. I've been in the military for a little over 4 years now. I've been to Iraq and Afghanistan. And
yeah?
I just want to let this guy know that if he's not in the military right now. He's a cadet.
Well, I'm going to be.
You're not in the military.
But I'm going to be.
Well, you're not, and you're acting like you are. And you're going to be eaten alive when you get here because your opinion is so foolish, no one's even going to listen to you.
What are you talking about? I'm just telling these kids that the movie Eclipse is about the death cult. I don't
yeah,
need
and
to
what
be
do you,
in Iraq.
And what do you know? You're talking like you know something.
Because I know that vampires are about being undead, and they have
you know,
the master.
You know as much about Twilight as you know about the military, which is nothing. And that's obvious.
Well,
you made it obvious. And if you make stuff that obvious when you are in the military someday, if you
are you in the airborne?
They're going
to you in the air
alive.
Are you in the airborne?
I'm an MP.
No, but were you? You were an MP? Okay, airborne, when they landed, they had crickets. Okay? And
they had metal crickets. They didn't have cricket sound effects. They had metal crickets. This kid's talking about these crickets.
Well, are you trying to tell me that vampires are... Are you trying to tell me vampires live like they live in the daytime? No.
I didn't even mention that. I'm not even talking about
you said that. You said I don't know anything about it. I said that they're undead. And you said I don't know what I'm talking about.
You don't know what you're talking about. You know they're undead, okay? What do you know about Twilight?
Okay.
Name one actor in Twilight. Who wrote the book?
Who cares?
Yeah, do you know anything about the military? What do they teach you at that school? Because you
we
don't sound like you're
tactics.
Quite right in the head to me.
We learn about tactics, and we learn about...
You learn about tactics?
We have a non-com who trains us.
Yeah, they read you those right out of a book, don't they?
What?
You study your books about tactics?
Yeah, that's what you. The way you got to start. And
yeah,
then you go to practical application in the field.
That's
and
pretty
we
good.
Learn
and
about,
you know what? They teach you
the operational
that stuff,
art.
Then you're going to go to Afghanistan, and they're going to put you in charge of something, and you're going to be one of those guys that lasts about 5 minutes because you don't know anything.
I'm going to go in and get
and then
Bin
you're
Laden
gonna,
and bring his head out.
Then you're going to turn into one of the vampires, and you're going to be proven even more wrong, and that's not going to last.
Turn into a vampire.
Yeah, you go ahead and laugh. If vampires was in Afghanistan, they could get Bin Laden, but I guess you didn't think about that.
Oh, I didn't. Uh-huh. You're right.
Yeah, no, you're right, man. We got to think about that.
Oh, yeah, okay. You'll see. You know what? We're the cricket. Where are they?
Phil Hendry.
Where are they?